We initially were going to have closure until March 27th here, and you know, back when we issued that closure, the landscape was changing quickly and continues to change quickly, and as a result, we're essentially extending that to an indefinite extension for closure of our city facilities until further notice. The other part that we announced is basically the different departments and what means they're going to provide for the public to access ongoing services with the city, so we outlined that detail, and essentially, yeah, a lot of it would be through the mail or electronic would be utilized. We have a drop box here at City Hall as an example for documents that can be submitted, and we'll make arrangements for payment and those sorts of things. But basically, we want to work with people to continue to access the city services that are necessary, but do it in a safe manner to practice those social distancing components and keep it, both the public and our employees, as safe as we can.